Hello everyone, this is your favorite host Anubis, and this is the Read Along Witchcraft Show. I say it every episode, but I gotta say, guys, I'm so humbled, I'm so happy that you watch my show, you listen to my show, and you actually enjoy it, and a lot of people DM me on the Amino page, and I love you guys. It means the world to me. I didn't know that people actually care to listen to me. So, grab all your teas and coffees, because this is a long episode today. I gotta tell you that because I don't like hiding anything from you guys. I'm drinking from my Anubis cup and it's beautiful. I think I'm gonna do a post about my Egyptian ancestor cups, mugs that I have all over the place. It's really interesting. Anyway, so today we're gonna talk about oils, and if we got time, I can talk about powders, recipes in general. So I'm going to tell you what do I use oils in and what do I use powders in, and what is the difference, because some baby witches, God has blessed them, they get this confused. So let's start. First, oils are used in general for things that you can get sticky and for things that you don't mind staining. For example, for candle magic, it's amazing to address a candle with oil. You can later on use powder, but powders don't stick on a dry surface. So if the candle is not beeswax and soft enough, they're not going to stick. So you need to use oil and then put powder if you want to, if you feel like you need both. Also, oils are good if you are, if you're addressing things, if you're addressing a mojo bag but don't put a lot, if you are addressing a charm or talisman, or if you're addressing a candle, it's amazing for addressing things. But powder is used for things that you want to add. For example, you can use it in a mojo bag, again. You can use it in a jar or a bowl. You can use it in a quick fire. You can use it to sprinkle it on top of something. You can do sigils with it. So powders are more versatile than oils, because oils are so sticky. I'm trying not to rumble, because I rumbled for the other episode. I'm redoing this again. I rumbled for almost 20 minutes and this was a long. Anyway, by the way, if I have cold, I do have allergy, and I'm so sorry for that. But I wanted to do an episode for you guys, because you deserve it. So, anyway. Oh my god, I lost track of words. Anyway, so, you can use oils for certain things, and you can use powders for certain things. Why do I prefer oil on powders? Which, maybe it's not common, but I prefer oils because I do all the oils. I do all the oils by myself. I don't buy oils. A, because I can never find them where I live. And B, because I found that anything that I do by myself in witchcraft, it worked for me. Awesome. Awesomeness. Like, I think I have done almost everything in my witchcraft path. Almost. So, because it has my attention, and I have a lot of intentions, and I'm a really spiritual person, so I transfer this energy to whatever I'm doing. Anyway, so it worked for me amazingly. So, I'm gonna share with you a couple of recipes, but I can tell you that I have a lot of recipes on my Aminu page. If you wanna follow it, it's on the Pagan and Witches Aminu page. I left the link in the broadcast. You can visit there, and I don't mind. Follow the recipe to the core, because it's free and it's witchcraft and anyone can use it. I'm not a person that say, oh my god, you can't use my spell. Oh my god, no, you can. I share spells. I share oils. I share jars, mojo bags. I share everything that I learn along my path, and because I like to do that. I like to help people. I'm a Virgo, so I like to help people. Anyway, so let's talk quickly about oil And then, if we got time, I'm going to tell you about a little bit of powders. These are my own recipes. Of course, I took some references from other artists, but I'm not cutting them to my own. They're just recipes. No one is recipes, it's recipes. So, first recipe for oil. It's one of my favorite oils, guys. I love this oil because I have used this several times and it worked for me on my darkest hours. This is a love oil, and love oils in general, I love them for some reason. They are so gentle and they're full of this. Oh my god, I'm sorry. I'm holding a stone just to keep me calm because I'm sick and it fell. I'm sorry. Anyway, love oils are just something that's full of feminine energy and sexy. It's really lovely. It's really lovely. This oil specifically is not for a specific type of love. It's for more general love, but I use it usually for self-love because I have kind of issues with that sometimes. So I use this love oil for self-love and self-acceptance and self-admiration, and it worked magically for me. I used it on addressing the candle that I put on my self-love jar. Of course, also you're gonna find the recipe for the self-love jar. I think I'm gonna do an update on it because it worked amazing, and since then I have added more things. It's a bowl, I'm sorry, it's a self-love bowl, it's not a jar. A jar is something you close and you don't open. A bowl you constantly put energy in. Anyway, so love oil is going to be consisting of a carrier oil, whatever you choose to use. I usually use what's available in the house. But don't use an oil that is don't use an oil that you know has a specific intention in it. Like, don't use love oil in a love oil, use chili oil as a carrier. It's not gonna work. This is just, don't do that. So just use an oil that's neutral in its energy. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh my god, I can't talk today, Anubis. Anyway, you're gonna use vanilla. You're gonna use cloves, lavender, jasmine, cinnamon sticks, sugar, rosemary, rose petals, and apple. Apple essential oil, apple extract, apple oil in general. But don't use apple in its raw form unless you sun dried it, because it can create fungus, and fungus is not good. We don't like fungus, especially if you live in a hot country like me. So, you can also do a come to me oil and a follow me oil. If you want to know the difference, there's a huge difference. Come to me oil is when the thing is not there and you want it to come. You are manifesting it to come toward you. Follow me is where you have the thing, but you want it to follow you within your emotion. So these are two different things. Don't get it confused, loves. Please don't. So, come to me oil, usually, I use it with assistance. For example, if I'm doing a money drawing oil, my money drawing ritual, I use my money oil. And I use a come to me oil to assist with that. So I don't use come to me as just come to me, plain come. Maybe some practitioners do, but I don't. So come to me oil is consistent of cinnamon stick, sage, rosemary, orange oil, and cloves. And this oil specific needs to be sit in the sun for 3 days. You shake it, you just refresh the magic and put it in the sun for 3 days. So use a jar that's suitable for sun. Anyway, one of my favorite oils also is a hot foot oil. I know it's a thing, of course, but the first time I saw hot foot was in the Huda book, and it was a powder. And I was like, I don't like powders. I'm sorry, but I don't like powders. I don't like them much because most of my spells are so in a pinch and I do my spells so quickly and without planning. I started planning rituals just this new moon. Like, I don't usually plan witching stuff ahead. And I usually feel like, oh my god, I need to do a spell now because I need the result to be now. And anyway, so I said, no, I need something quick and easy and simple because I'm lazy. So I did hot foot oil. It's the same ingredients, but with adding oils. And let me tell you, this thing is cursey. And this thing is really powerful. Like, really powerful. So, if you want to use it with caution. Because A, it's going to irritate the hell out of your skin. And wash your hands and do all of these things. B, it's strong. It's going to create obstacles for the person. If you are near the person, you're going to see him. You're going to see him delayed in his life, and you're going to see him stuck. Not only banished away from you. It's not a banishing oil. It's a hot foot oil. So he's going to find obstacles, and he's not gonna move much in life. So if you did this oil, please do it with caution and. Know that you're cursing someone. Know that you're doing it for a reason. Usually, I tend to do my curses for a timing. I try my best to not do the curse forever. I would never say something such as, curse him for life. Or curse him as far as I am alive. Or as far as the same. No, I don't want to do that. It's my own opinion on cursing. If you do want to do that, feel free. You have all my respect. You are a practitioner. I'm not going to judge you. We're friends and we're family. Anyway, so you're going to need chili pepper, chili paste, which is something here you can find in my country. I don't know. I think some countries do have, Eastern countries do have chili paste. Rusted nail and coffee bean, because I want a speedy result and a speedy removal. So coffee bean is used when you want a speedy action to be done and you want the action not to last long. So coffee bean is the opposite from a peach. Oh my god, I forgot what's name. Peach seed. Peaches usually it's for longevity. Oh my god, I can't talk. For long term things, but coffee bean is easy come easy go. So I use that for this because I don't want to curse someone forever, as I said. And onion oil. Onion oil, you can find it here in my country. I don't know if you can find it, but you can Google it. It's really fine. It's really potent and ugly. You can also use lemon to sour their life up. You can all use all bad things if you want to add to this hot foot oil. But this is a basic oil. I don't want to add much to it. So, this was a couple of oils. And this was just a ramble about oils. And we didn't get the chance to do powders. I'm so sorry. I wanted to clear things out between what is a powder and what is an oil. And why is this and why is that. Because I have been watching witchcraft videos and YouTube and practitioners for the longest time now, for almost a year, and I have been reading books. And people don't explain the obvious, but sometimes you need to do that, because some people just, they God bless them, they fall from the obvious. So, anyway, I'm so happy that you stayed along with me and listened for the postcard. I know my energy is so low because I already recorded this before and the file got corrupted anyway, and I'm sick, so wish me luck with that. And I love you guys. You can be updated with me on my Amino page or on my Instagram, but I don't use it as much, just my Amino page. And I love you. Stay safe. God bless you all. And I promise that I'm gonna do an episode soon about a certain book that I'm interested in, and it's gonna be a surprise. I'm not gonna tell you the book now because I want you to stay eager. So, okay, guys, see you soon and God bless you. This was Anubis. my voice. Sorry. This was Anubis, your favorite host, and this was the Read Along Witchcraft Show. I love you guys. Bye bye. God bless.